This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. This is my brand new segment that I've created for Kevin to roll through into your ears. It's called NFL Clickbait. Because nobody reads the newspaper headlines. All right, come up with a better headline for it than
Why
Kevin.
Why can't I just stick with what I have?
Because it was dumb. All right, now we go around the entire world of the NFL, and we click on the stories that are most important on the internet, where it's important to do that, Kevin.
Okay, click. We start with Richard Sherman's conspiracy theory. As long as we're talking conspiracy theories, Richard Sherman was, well, he was flagged for pass interference 3 different times. And he said, quote, "I had 3 penalties on the season coming into the game, and I've clearly slowed down and had struggles today, hence why I had 3 more." I'm just kidding. That's not the last part of what he said. What he actually said was, "And to get 3.5 is really interesting, especially with the way the reversals have gone. I think there's been probably 100 PI challenges this year, and there's been 5, I think, reversals, and I'm 2 of them. I think being a member of the EC committee and part of the committee that has its perks and then has its conversations when you're the only one who gets overturned." So essentially, he's saying that one of the reasons that he's getting penalties thrown against him and stuff is he's part of, like, the players committee that has been pushing back against the NFL on any number of issues. And the NFL is now targeting him. Well, he said interesting in lieu of straight up saying, "Oh, yeah, they're out to get me for sure," which is probably smart.
The NFL's out to get him?
Well, he said interesting, not specifically that, which is smart in terms of, like, not getting fined all the money.
Why would the NFL be out to get him? Don't they want him to perform well?
No, because they're against him because he speaks his mind and stands up for the players. That's right. What he's telling us.
I have an idea that you have multiple pass interference topics here with the DeAndre Hopkins one.
I do.
The one at the end of the Vikings-Broncos game that didn't get called. And I love on one side, there's Kirk Cousins cheering that pass interference wasn't called in the end zone because, hey, my team won. And it wasn't pass interference, just like when Aaron Rodgers was like, "Dez didn't catch it." Like, what else can I say? Well, I mean, he did. So that should make a lot of sense that you feel that way because you got the win out of it. Even Randall Cobb, remember him? He was like, "I don't know, man. I don't want to talk about that." But with the pass interference situation, Kevin, I have made it an effort for myself to be a fan against non-referee, you know, stuff that's happening that makes me upset. All right. So when referees do stuff, I want to be limiting all the exposure of myself to that. That being said, they got to fix that stuff because they're broken right now, dude. And Richard Sherman, I didn't see all the plays. Did they all look like pass interference on him?
There was at least one that I was like, I don't know.
Okay, see? So that's the thing. Like, it's so objective, subjective to what they're doing. Nobody knows anymore. So they're just, everybody's getting frustrated at this point.
Well, DeAndre Hopkins had the easy solution. Get somebody new.
Didn't they? Didn't they? Like, they moved on from Dean Blandino.
Else new.
Okay, somebody that's in favor.
Tweet, as a leader in the NFL, we need somebody new in New York deciding calls. And then he posted the multiple screenshots where, look, I get it. That one is, like, that one's pretty shocking. And they even reviewed it. And they're like, "Nah, you're good. Don't worry about it." So that's kind of weird. Speaking of weird, let's go to the unlikely Minnesota Vikings comeback. Minnesota Vikings were down 20 points going into the second half. The fact that they overcame a 20-point deficit in the second half in the regular season, it has only happened once in 96 attempts since the start of 2015. So, pretty rare. Not as rare as that Baylor loss where it happened once in 906 times. But this time it was once in 96 times since the start of 2015. So, Yeah, the Broncos really dropped the ball. Though that made me feel a little bit better, because obviously I was like, oh, so the Vikings really weren't that good of a team that just beat us?
Well, and see, for me, whenever I was seeing that, I was like, oh, a huge letdown after a big win over the Cowboys. That's what the Cowboys will do to you, right? You beat them, then you start puffing your chest a little bit, and I can take my foot off the pedal. I felt like the Cowboys have kind of had those kind of moments this year. And, you know, oh, we're good. We're really good. And then, all right, we're sniffing ourselves a little too much. Well, now they came back. They made the adjustment within a half to make that comeback and win. I got to see that kind of killer instinct from the Cowboys at some point, you know, to make that kind of adjustment. I know Detroit was not good. And I know the Broncos are not good, but I got to see that kind of adjustment from the Cowboys, too.
Are you excited about the killer instinct shown by your nemesis, Kirk Cousins? Do you know how many wins he now has when trailing in the fourth quarter?
One.
That's right. He now has one. He has improved his record to a robust 1-10-1. So he also had a tie. That should almost count as a comeback. He's like right there. When his team is trailing going into the fourth quarter. So he's at one. Let the march to the Hall of Fame begin.
No, I'm not there. But you know what? You see again, he's going tight ends all over the place. Now, I think the real revealing stat in that game was how many yards did Dalvin Cook have against the Broncos? It's something ridiculous, like 42 yards, man.
No, don't say that.
So clearly the Broncos are the best run defense there is.
In case you missed it earlier, yeah. I hope so. Matt Nagy has said that Mitch Trubisky's being removed from the game had, quote, zero to do with his play and everything to do with his hip pointer. And then for Myles Garrett, his appeal is set for Wednesday. I'm going to throw this out there real quick about the XFL. I thought this was interesting. So the XFL is launching a football advisory network. The acronym is FAN, FAN.
Yeah, that's 105.3?
Yeah, clearly jumping on the popularity of us. Through participation in surveys, polls, and discussions on a variety of on- and off-field topics, members of the fan community will help the XFL design its fan experience and shape its game. You can enroll in the fan advisory committee by going to xfl.com/football-advisory-network. This is interesting to me because they're trying to do the same thing with the media. Like the XFL sent out a media thing where they said, hey, if there's anything that you can recommend to us to do like a first class job on media relations, let us know. Ooh. So the XFL really is trying to get out at the front of it and be fan friendly.
I got an idea, and I know this seems like counterintuitive because of the way that the media scrums have become, but instead of just saying, hey, we open the locker room to everybody, why don't you provide athletes to come do the interviews? I know they do that with the podium sometimes after games and stuff, but during the week, do we really need to go into the locker room and have interviews with these guys?
Or I need access.
Can we just chat to them at some other point, or you know, have other access to? No, I get it. Access is fine. But like after a Stars game, Shippy, they bring you three players, right? They walk out and they say, all right, he's going to talk about this. You got this much time, and you go. Like, it's great access that they provide for you for your stories and all that stuff too. So that's one of my suggestions, XFL. Good luck.
You don't want them to succeed.
I want things.
What?
This thing?
Next story, Kevin. Click.
Let's go back.
Click.
Hold on. Is that what you're going to do every time you're done with a story?
Click.
You're just going to say click and I have to move on to the...
Click.
Oh, man. I might not have enough stories some of these times.
That's how the internet
works, Kevin. All right. Let's go back to the 49ers game against the Cardinals. Depending on when you bet on this game, it could have gone horribly, horribly wrong or right for you. The 49ers were ahead 30-26 on the Cardinals going in to the last play of the game. Kyler Murray trying to make some razzle-dazzle happen. But there ends up being a turnover, which the San Francisco 49ers return for a touchdown.
Nice.
Well, depends on who you bet on.
Oh.
The point spread, it started at 13. It got all the way down to 9.5 or 10. So if you've got the Cardinals plus 9.5, you're clearly going to win. unless that exact thing happens, and then you lose by half a point. Or you had the Cardinals by 10, and again, you're clearly going to win. And then you get a tie, and you don't win at all. If you bet on the Cardinals earlier in the week, you were okay either way. But seeing as how this game closed at minus 10, you went from a guaranteed victory to a tie because an attempt at a last-second play didn't work out for you.
Man.
Tough break for people who bet on the Cardinals. If you bet on the 49ers, this could be tremendous.
What if you don't bet, though? What if you just enjoy football?
Yeah, like, that's illegal.
Even then, why were you watching this game?
Does everything... hold on. What do you mean?
Because I like sports. Football.
Yeah, I like sports. You like sports, Shippy?
I like sports. You like sports,
right? We like sports, Kevin.
And we don't care who knows.
Yeah, I don't care. I'll tell everybody. I'll get on the rooftop and shout it to the world.
Do you like Matt Stafford?
Not really.
Okay.
What a transition.
Matt Stafford could reportedly miss the remainder of the season with a back injury. You remember all week everyone was telling us, well, he has broken bones in his back. He's probably not going to play. Not only is he not going to play, or he didn't play against the Cowboys, he might be out the next 6 weeks, which would run you out to the remainder of the season, and he'd be done. So Matt Stafford might miss the rest of the season, which, again, makes sense given that, like, they're not going to make the playoffs. Biggest victory of the weekend, I would argue, the Baltimore Ravens. They absolutely smashed the Houston Texans 41-7. And in that performance, Lamar Jackson had another 4 touchdowns, which a lot of people will say that makes him the MVP. But more importantly, let's go to newly anointed Lamar Jackson hype man, Mark Ingram, to hear his thoughts on how the MVP race should shake out.
The MVP front runner. If anybody else got to say something different about that, then come see me. Yeah. I'm right here in Bmore outside the bank. If you got an issue with that, come see me. I'm about that. Big trust. Woo woo. Lamar Jackson in the flesh. Yes, sir.
Big trust.
I'm with you.
New Era 8 apparel.
Man, that right there, you ought to see his eyes.
I did. And I saw Lamar come up there, and he almost looked like embarrassed, but like in a happy way at what Ingram had just said about him. But I think it's fair. I think Lamar Jackson as the leading candidate for the MVP completely makes sense, with all due respect to Russell Wilson.
I love when a teammate starts propping up their teammate on how great they are at stuff. Sometimes I wish Kevin would be my hype man more often and tell people how amazing I am at coming up with, like, names and segments NFL clickbait.
I am the one who came up with the fact that you are the unquestioned Lord, Master, and Knower of all things professional football in the world.
I'm pretty much undefeated.
No, you're 100% undefeated. I'm keeping track of all of this.
This is true.
You defending the championship time and time and time again. And if Sean and RJ, now that they're right next to our time slot, have the guts to challenge you, bring it on.
Defeat in near sight. No, that being said.
Well, part of me being your hype man is I also ill-advisedly take on challenges for you. That's part of being a hype man.
Who's the guy that talks for Brock Lesnar? I need that guy. Paul Heyman, right?
From the 972, yeah. Lamar Baseball is reporter. Not the best quarterback. That's laughable. He's playing the game at a different level right now. I don't think it's laughable. I mean, he beat the Patriots, gave them their only loss, and he's doing some pretty special things on the field. If you're saying he's not the best pocket passer in the league, okay, that's fine, but he does so many other things. That team is really good.
Imagine what he'd do at wide receiver.
Well, I don't want to. Actually, I bet he could. You know? I mean, we saw Cortland Sutton throw a pass, didn't we?
We did.
So,
I mean, like, he's seriously on pace for 4,000 yards passing and 1,000 yards rushing. He has 25 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. We're not questioning his MVP candidacy, are we?
I saw this thing that was like a clip of Deshaun Watson and Lamar Jackson playing each other in college. It said, imagine watching these two go head-to-head, and then you take Mitchell Trubisky, number one overall.
The fact that he was taken ahead of, it's perplexing. It really is. Guys, I have a almost scary.
He's 24th in yards. That's attempts. My bad. Sorry. I'll get back to you.
Look, it's as simple as this. If you look
19th in yards.
Yeah, but that only takes into account his passing yards. You cannot discount what he's done as a runner as well, because he's done it from the quarterback position. This was a really scary scene. Odin Tate was stretchered off the game, off the field during the Bengals-Raiders game. And anytime you see somebody get put in the stretcher, obviously you are concerned. And this happened immediately after he took a hit to the head. It was really cool. He held up both of his arms and gave the thumbs up to the crowd there. And obviously they were very appreciative and they all cheered for him. But still scary nonetheless whenever you're put on the cart and wheeled off the field. Hopefully he will be okay. Somebody who will not be okay, got a couple of injury things for you. Morgan Burnett tore his ACL. He is out for the remainder of the season. Ryan Khalil for the Jets has also been put on injured reserve. He's out for the rest of the season. Same with Trey Burton for the Bears. Calf injury, placed on injured reserve. He's out for the rest of the season. Tonight, Monday Night Football, you've got the Chargers going at it, trying to, I mean, I guess they could still salvage their season. And then the Chiefs are trying to turn their season around because it's been kind of spiraling.
Chiefs are the Cowboys right now, Kevin.
I'll take the Cowboys.
I mean, they're the same team at the moment, right? It, you know, just their records say they're the same team.
So I'll go with the team that I know better.
You enjoying Mexico City game tonight then?
Yes, I'm glad that they're actually playing it at the original intended place and Shakira didn't bust this one up. So Philip Rivers came out and said after the season he will make a determination about what he's going to do next with his life and his career. In his life, I would assume just have more kids. For his career, I'm really not sure.
At some point, you have to stop having kids.
Do you?
Yes.
I mean, I
think so.
That's a theory. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, 877-881-1053. This is your chance to call in. What's your problem? What is your problem right now sports-wise? 877-881-1053. Is it the Cowboys? I'm sure a Kaepernick or two. Maybe we'll let CA call in. We'll do all of that next right here on The Fan.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, 877-881-1053. What's your problem? Sports-related, Kevin.
Oh, okay.
If you have other problems, we can't solve them all. We did this one night where we asked the question, and a guy called in, and he was like, I'm sitting in my car. And
oh my God, yes, I was really nervous.
I don't know what to do. And Shippy, we all freaked out. We were like, oh my gosh, he said my girl is just, she's cheating on me. I caught her.
Oh,
what do I do? I'm sitting in my car. I was like, oh, are you outside of her house? And there were all sorts of questions that we were just curious about, but it turned out everything was okay. I think we talked him off the ledge that day, Kevin. So I'm pretty excited about that. But we have lots of stuff to get into with the Cowboys and this entire team and the entire sports world. So 877-881-1053. You can call in right now and express to us what your problem is.
You worry about a rash? Like a rational sports fan.
Oh, okay.
That's calling
Thank
in
you.
On 877-881-1053.
Very nice, Shippy. I appreciate that. All right, let's start with David in Dallas. You're on DFW Sports Station, home of the Cowboys. David, what's your problem?
Hey, I'm good with the Cowboys. You know, we may not win the Super Bowl this year, but we got a dynasty coming, and I'm all happy with that.
I just hung up on him because
why?
Why do you say we may not win the Super Bowl this year?
Yeah. According to Kevin.
You said we were going to win it this morning.
Oh, I was very careful not to say that. I said I was so happy we won. I want everybody else to be happy we won. But I went out of my way to not. I said, don't ask me if we're going to win the Super Bowl.
I just want people to understand, whenever you call in, I may hang up on you. All right? It better be good. And he said that we may not win the Super Bowl. And I don't like that kind of negativity, Kevin. That is negative approach to life.
That is.
We will win the Super Bowl is what I want you to say if you're really feeling it. Joe in Fort Worth, you're on DFW Sports Station, home of the Cowboys. What's going on, Joe?
All right, boys. I just had two bit of points. I think we need to accept that Zeke is a bit overpaid, just like the Rams have accepted that Todd Gurley is a bit overpaid, and realize that our blocking scheme fit more a Tony Pollard kind of running back, which is a smaller fit through tackles. And then my second point is that I think the Cowboys – just play to the same tempo as the team that they're playing. Like, if we're playing a great team, we play great. But when we're playing a sorry team, we just don't know how to have our own intensity and our own tempo of the game.
I'll end that with they did it this weekend.
Not a problem because now we play the Patriots, so we'll play great.
They were able to solve that over the weekend, Kevin. They started out bad, but then they got on fire. And once they said, you know what, we're just going to put the ball in Dak's hands. That's when everything went good for the Cowboys. We're going to let him throw the ball around, and we're going to let him beat a defense. And they went out there and beat an opposing defense in that manner. And that's what I'm talking about, dude. I love that. The other thing, though, about Zeke.
He's probably right, though.
What?
That sometimes we play to the tempo and ability of the opponents.
But what about Zeke? Do you are you done with Zeke? Because I think there's going to be a time whenever you're going to need Zeke to be that guy.
I'm not,
and he's going to be there for you.
I'm not done with Zeke, and this is where you would hope that some people could see like there's a difference along the way. Zeke is not a great player anymore. And yes, Garrett, I did watch the game. I don't think he's a great consistent player anymore like you've seen for the first 3 years. I think he's a really good player, and that's okay too. It's just the frustration level comes is that his definitive fall from great to really good comes at the same time that you just gave him all the money. But he made a good point about you just gave Todd Gurley all the money and his days of being an elite player are over. That part I was right about.
You're probably stuck right now in traffic because I can see on 75, Kevin, it's starting to back up pretty bad. Just go ahead and use the service, your Bluetooth service, and call in 877-881-1053. What's your problem? Let's go to Noel in Fort Worth. Noel, you're on DFW Sports Station, home of the Cowboys. What's your problem, man?
Yes, sir. Please just listen to me now. The problem that I have is that they won. The reason why it's a problem because right now, this week, we're all happy, we're all fine and good. But what's going to happen next week? Hopefully they'll win, but if they don't, everybody's going to lose their mind.
As they should, Kevin.
He's right about that. That's
also
what happens.
I don't like him telling me to listen to him.
No, he said, hear me out, but it felt like there was a question
mark. Like he was telling me to do something. I don't know if I appreciate that, Kevin. I feel like, but he's right. We will be excited next week.
Hang up on somebody and say he's right.
We'll be excited next week if we beat the Patriots. Elated. Right? If the Cowboys were able to walk away from the Patriots game and win and say, we won that game, there's no way that anybody's going to think anything less than Super Bowl.
If that happens, I will be prepared for people to ask me if I think the Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl. Right now, I'd prefer if you don't ask me that question.
Now?
Yeah. Why don't you just go ahead and prepare, dude?
We're doing a different segment.
What? No, you should feel prepared about that, man. All right, let's go to Damian in Grapevine. Damian, you're on DFW Sports Station, home of the Cowboys. What's going on?
Up, guys, sounding good, looking good. How y'all doing?
I appreciate that, man.
I'm better now.
All right, well, I got two things real quick. I think the Cowboys are driving me a bit crazy because I'm about 40 years old. I grew up with them winning. I got to see all that. Now the weeks that I want them to win, they lose, and the weeks that I wish they'd lose to get rid of Garrett, they win. I don't know what to do.
You need to root for them to lose every single week so we win every single week. If that actual methodology is working, you need to root for them to lose every single week. The 214, I'm trying to call in to tell Kevin that he sucks. A lot of people are.
Oh, yeah.
They're lighting up the phone
lines
right now.
You want me to do it for you? I can do that. Shippy, you want to say it for everybody, like how everybody feels out there? Just say it.
Kevin sucks.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, that was on behalf of the Tolos.
Yeah.
I'm a man of the Tolos.
Yeah.
I try to get you together with that Instagram lady.
Hey,
it's
true.
It's a really good feeling.
I take
feeling.
It back. I'm dumping myself.
All right. Let's go to Charles in Shreveport. You're on DFW Sports Station, home of the Cowboys. What's your problem, Charles?
Hey, two quick points. I'm happy to be on with you guys.
Thanks, man.
First of all, we need to be happy for every win. Wins are hard in the NFL.
Yes.
Trust me. But the problem is, we have confidence. We don't have real dogs. And what I mean by that, Michael Irvin and those guys, they had confidence. They knew they were better than any team, and they did it. Most teams that play us are tired of hearing about us, tired of hearing about it's America's team, it's this and that. So when they play us, they have a little bit more to prove. That could be the only game they win all year. But as long as we won against the Cowboys, we're good.
All right, I want to add a segment to the run sheet tomorrow because of that. Who is your confidence man?
What?
Who is your Michael Irvin that is going to convince everybody in the locker room that you win that game just by stepping out in the field and now it's time to put the boots to him?
Who?
Dak.
You said Zeke? Yeah. All right, who's the Cowboys' confidence man?
Well, I think he's the one that talks. I think Zeke has this leadership quality of himself. Like, you know what, though? I do see him walking along the sideline high-fiving and congratulating everybody, but I feel like that's part of the leader and quarterback's job. You always have to have that heartbeat, the heartbeat of the team, and I think that's one of the reasons that they have Zeke, is they feel like he's the heartbeat of the team. Now, whether or not he's getting the yards, that's a different story. But I think that, you know, the entire offensive line, we talked with Travis this morning, they'll all carry the blame for the run game not working right now the way that they want it to.
But I think they definitely feed off of Zeke.
Yeah. No, I do too, man. I see what you're saying, though. Is he the one that's going to tell everybody we're going to stomp everybody?
Yeah, I want to do that segment.
You need that next level confidence.
Too. Yeah, tomorrow. We'll pick it up tomorrow.
All right, let's go to Jared and Forney. Jared, you're on DFW Sports Station, home of the Cowboys. What's your problem, Jared?
Hey, Kevin, I think you're awesome, first of all.
God, I just hung up on that guy.
Whoa, hold on.
You can't walk in here.
Why did you do that?
You can't just start complimenting Kevin whenever I'm talking to him
just
about stuff,
for
man.
For the record, I think you misjudged that.
What?
I think he was about to say, I think you're awesome, but...
I think you're wrong
about any number of things.
Man, you gotta deliver to the man with his finger on the button first, all right? And I just want to let you know, you can't just go around sweet-talking Kevin all the time, all right?
Okay.
It's not going to work for me. Man, you know what? I want him to call back now. I want to give him another shot.
I think he was about to say,
All right, we're going to go.
You're wrong about X, Y, and Z. Because you know how I know that? Because that's what Chris Arnold did to me. He texted me, and he goes, Kevin, you know I love you, but I think you're wrong about Kaepernick, and I think your information is incomplete. We're going to have a conversation further about the waiver and everything like that. So I think you might have misjudged it.
I will say this, all right? I will say this about Jared. My opinion on Jared's are always kind of skewed based on Sandler, the guy that we work with, and the conversations I have with him, the combative nature of our discussions.
Yeah.
So maybe this is
Jared Sandler.
Yeah, maybe I was a little turned off by that. All right, so I'm sorry about that, Jared. Maybe next time, but compliment
Burger
me
better.
First. Let's go to Tony in the 903. Tony, you're on DFW Sports Station, home of the Cowboys. What's your problem?
Hey, guys. New listener.
Oh.
About 3 weeks I've been listening to y'all.
Oh.
Welcome.
This Colin Kaepernick is my problem.
He's about to get us in trouble?
Uh-oh.
He's a cancer in remission, and he's where he needs to stay.
Look, if that is how you feel, I think the good news is he is going to stay out of the NFL. I'm the person who said I kind of thought his collusion lawsuit had some viability to it once I saw Nathan Peterman get a second job. But
absolutely.
But now that I was like, okay, well, he might have a good point. But after this, I just think that teams will say, I don't think it's worth it for the backup quarterback. Does he still have a hellacious arm? Of course he does. He's also been out of football for 3 years. I don't anticipate him getting a job. But also, given our business, I would love to see it happen because people would want to talk about it.
From Jared, Kevin, from the 214, thanks for hanging up on me, Corey. Now, Kevin is my favorite on the show, and I'm taller than Jared Sandler.
Because you're a human.
And then somebody said they're not really happy with me hanging up on people, Kevin. So I just wanted to ask what people's problem was.
It hurts people's feelings. Now their problem is that you hung up on them. Let somebody else.
From the 214, Corey's my hero. See, look at that. Now people are really excited about me.
Let somebody else have an opportunity.
I excite people sometimes.
What?
So I just wanted to throw that out there. Shippy, I'm going to go ahead. Let's talk to Hefe in Dallas. Hefe, you're on DFW Sports Station, home of the Cowboys. What's your problem?
Yeah, my problem is Shippy.
Oh, man, that makes sense. All right, so he's done.
Oh, man, CFA.
That's all. He hung up on himself. He was like, I just want to let you know, I think you suck. You need to be quiet.
Let's go to Rodney in Kansas. You're on DFW Sports Station, home of the Cowboys. Rodney, what's up?
Man, I got two problems.
All right.
One of them is Tom Herman and the staff down in Austin. They keep getting good recruits, and they can't do with them on the field.
Thank you.
So, as Ellinger said, we're back. We're back to .500 football.
Wow.
They are.
No, you're right.
The problem, the Texas Rangers, the week before last, they advertised to have the Minnesota Viking fans come park in their parking lot in our town playing our Cowboys. And I'm still pissed off about it.
I can understand that, man. Ooh. Was that Nolan Ryan, by the way? Because that sounded just like Nolan Ryan.
Then we kind of dropped the ball asking if he was going to come back. Have you squashed the beef with John Daniels, and that's why you got the beef at the ballpark?
Yeah, I understand.
That's exactly how I phrase that question. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with the G-Bag Nation. What's coming up on their award-winning program today? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.